Okay, now that I'm continuing my podcast, this is the 2 out of 3. This is called upon to help anticipate the future and make predictions for the best way to respond to novel situations. In class, I got the opportunity to see a film that was an eye-opener for me and the best tool information to help me understand why I couldn't seem to remember what I was reading for test materials and for my exams. The film was on understanding a lack of sleeping, which affects your memory. The lack of sleep, which can affect your memory, has a big impact on what you have read for an exam. The behaviors of a lack of sleep can reduce your ability to concentrate by creating a bedtime routine. It will help. I worked graveyard shift and studied during the day after classes was not allowing me to remember my reading materials and not being successful for my exams due to not sleeping and my brain just being cluttered and not resting to contain what I have read. I need to stick to a schedule and plan my study hours at least 1 hour to 2 hours before I go to sleep by keeping my time similar from day to day. This will increase me getting a good night's sleep and remember my reading material. This is a tip I would like to emphasize on trying to see how it works for you as well. The 6 is resilience. Winners understands the embrace the importance of failing and simply puts. They get up at least one more time than anyone else. Getting up, being it physical or mental, bounce a term of resilience. The 7th is adaptability, which is the fact that the brain keeps changing no matter what and is molded by how it is used. Any changes of thought, behavior, or emotion causes the brain to adapt. The 8th is brain care. By feeding the right foods, plenty of sleep, and exercise the brain just as you would your abs. If you handle your brain with care, you will have a winner's brain and ready for the challenges that updating your education to a higher level of college like NAU Prescott Valley campus just waiting for you to make a decision to join our extended family here.